Okay, we left off discussing Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the case where Chalitza is done. And now the question is, what is the relationship between him and her? And what about all of their brothers? And what about all the other tzaros? Here the Torah tells us the following, that Ashelo Banas Beis Achiv, so therefore the Chiddush is Kevan Shelo Banas Shuvo Yivne. And that's why the Torah uses the phrase, which is Osin, that if a person failed to take advantage of the mitzvah of Yibum, Shuv lo yivne, the chiddush that is nisrolav. So somehow there is makaris, there is nisrolav. The question is, when do we apply that principle? Everyone agrees when you're dealing with those two, the yavam and the yavama. In such a case, that is the isra of kevan shlobana shlov lo yivne. The question is, what about when it comes to the achim, when it comes to the tzaros? Rabbi Yochanan says very simply that this pasuk is applied across the board. Across the board, it means once chalitza is done, there is no Isser of Eishas Ach. Any prohibition of further marriage is only in Isser Lav, and that applies to everyone who's involved, whether it's that woman, whether it's the Tzaros, whether it's him, the Yavam, or whether it is Shara Achim as well. And Reish Lakish disagrees and argues really that is not true. Apparently, the default position is there should be Nisar Karis. After all, this is Eishas Ach, Shalom Malkom Yibum, and therefore there should indeed be Nisar Karis. Yeah, but there's a pasuk of so that pasuk is a limited heter, only addressing the Yavam and the Yavama. It doesn't apply to the brothers, it doesn't apply to the tzaro, so therefore, for them there's an Isser Lav, but for everyone else there is indeed an Isser of Karis. That sounds like a very, very fundamental machlokas. We'll have to see the various possibilities in understanding the machlokas. So one starting point is the Chiddush of the Rashba, where the Rashba, the Sugya and Daf Mem Aleph, writes something which is absolutely stunning. And in order to explain his Shita, he invokes the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. There you have a Mishnah that tells us the following. You have the Shemer as Yavam, and he should be doing Yibam, he should be doing Chalitza, Kidesh Achiv es Achosim. All of a sudden, right here and now, he goes ahead and marries the Yavama's sister. That is Asa. That is Achosukukasa. Even if Achosukukasa was not absolute Arayos, but you know what? Clearly, there's Tfisas Kedushin, Achosukukasa. And in such a case, you can no longer do Yibum. Now this would be Nisar Erva Achosisha. He went ahead and married this one right now. Yibum, that cannot be. That would be Achiv Kares. So everyone agrees there's no possibility of Yibum because of Achosisha. So you know what? The brother died. There was a window of Yibum. All of a sudden now, Nidche. Now there's an Isra Achosisha that doesn't allow for that to happen. And lo and behold, Mesa Ishta. All of a sudden, the new wife dies. What exactly do I argue? In such a case, should we argue that we're back to where we started? Are we not back to where we started? Oh, so the Gemara says the following Chiddush. That Rav and Rabbi Chanina say the following, that Mesa Ishta, Mutter, Biavimto. How can you say Mutter Bevimto? There was Nisra of Achosisha, and therefore Nesra, Kevin Shenesra, Bev Shaviyasin. No. Srava says the following Kiddush. Here there are three stages. Nesra normally means that the Shah Zika, there was an impediment. Two brothers married two sisters, even if, you know what, the woman dies, there's no longer Nisra of Achosisha, but there was, and that is Monea that prevents the Zika from being Chal. Here you have a case of the Yavama Shehutra, a regular case of Misa Sa'ach. Vinesra, because Kiddush Achosa, and all of a sudden, V'chazer V'hutra, Meisishto. So now I can argue, Taksa Lehetera Harishon. Rav, Taksa Lehetera Harishon. When do we assume that Nesra, if there is an Isser, an impediment, Bishah, Zika, here there was a full Zika, there was a brief interruption, that was resolved, that was satisfied, and therefore, Taksa Lehetera Harishon, Lehetera Harishon. What exactly does that mean? So Pashup Shad, it means we're back to square one. There's no problem of Nesra. We're back to step one. Step one is Zika, Yibum, Chalitza. There was a bump in the road. There was a temporary impediment. That is resolved. So therefore, Tachsor means let's go back. Let's go back to step one. That would mean there's a full Zika, Yibum, and Chalitza. Well, the Rashba writes that cannot be. Then what do you mean? That you had an Isser Erva. And if that really is true, that is Mafkia Zika. And you know what? If that really is true, the Zika is not going to go ahead and reinstate itself. at all. And therefore, you have an unusual circumstance. We're going to argue, nidche, nidche. You know what? Since there was a window of time where this was not the case, so therefore, one is going to argue that we don't simply assume that we go back to the previous status. So what does it mean, tafsa teri yisham? The Gemara says it's mutter. So the Rashba writes, yeah, very meduyak. Mesa yishto, mutter bachoso. Mutter, not mitzvah liyabim, but mesa yisho, mutter bachoso. And tafsa lehetera yisham. Lehetera yisham. Wow. So that's something which is stunning. There's no mitzvah and there's no iser. There's no mitzvah and there's no iser. Meaning that, you know what? When you went ahead and you married Zukukasa, in such a case, ooh, there was an Isser Erva. The Isser Erva, you know what, prevents the mitzvah from taking place? Obviously, indeed, that's true. And if that really is the case, that it does not reinstate itself in any shape or form, and therefore, the Isser of Eishasach is not going to be Chozev Neir, and the mitzvah of Yibum is not going to be Chozev Neir. So now what do you have? Irishus. You have a relationship with this woman where there is neither an Isser Veshasach nor is there a mitzvah yibum. Because once it's paka, we're done. We don't assume tafsar. So that's something which is fascinating. It means the mitzvah is not going to reinstate itself. The Isser is not going to reinstate itself. So if you have no mitzvah and you have no Isser, so you know what? It's Rishus. And therefore, wow, tafsul heter rishon. That's the Kiddush. After all, because Kevin Shinshas Nafila Mutalo, in such a case, the Isser will never be Chozev Neir, and that is exactly the Chiddush. Wow, where do you see that this is true? That's like stunning. That, you know what, there's no mitzvah, there's no Isser, it's considered to be a Dvar Rishus. Where do you see that just because the Isser was temporarily halted, it cannot be Chal? Oh, so the Rashba writes, after all, because Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that it? Hacholetz Liyavimto, Benhu Ben Achim. You know what? There's no longer kares. Why is that true? Because after all, our Gemara says that mikamidi demikara hutshulo bahashta kai b'sereishasach. No, that's exactly the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Once the Isser is paka, it's paka. So I'll give you a couple examples when it's paka. Now, one is the case of cholis divuto, and the other case is exactly that sugi and daf memalif, that the Isser indeed is not chozev neir. Poshav shat. What is the lumdus of the Rashba? Very simply, there's an Isser of Eishasach. Eishasach is Faka. What exactly is Mafkia, the Isser of Eishasach? You know what the answer is? The Nefila, the Zika. The Zika is Mesalekes, Umateres. The Zika is Mafkia, the Isser of Eishasach. And the Isser of Eishasach is not going to be Chozev Neir. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, that any problem from here on end is going to be a separate problem. Kevan Shlobana Shlobo Yivne. But it's not going to be a problem of Eishasach at all. Wow, the Eishasach is history. Why? It's Faka. If you have Zika, the Eishasach no longer applies. And this of Eishasach is not Chozev Neir. And what exactly is the Svara then of Reish Lakish? Tosus points out Reish Lakish seemingly is coming from an opposite angle, the Tosus Dermasul Iyu, where Tosus writes the following, that you know what? What would you have said if you didn't have this Pasuk of Ashilo Yivnes Beisachim? And what would you have said if you didn't have this drasha of Kevin Shlobana? Shuvlo Yivne. So Tosus writes the starting point, according to Reish Lakish, is that there should be Nisakaris. If the Pasuk did not weigh in, I would say, what do you mean? This is Eishasach. Shlobo Makom Yivum. Eishasach Shlobo Makom Yivum is considered to be Nisakaris, and therefore we're done. All of a sudden, the Pasuk says the following, no, that's not true. Kevin Shlobana, Shuvlo Yivne. What exactly is that pasuk doing? Oh, so Tosus writes the Chiddush, Kra linatuke hudasa, linatuke hudasa. The pasuk is reducing. The muskel rishon is there should have been in Issacharis because this is Eishasach, Shloba Makom Mitzvah. No, you see from the pasuk that's not true. We're going to reduce. So Chiddush number one of Reish Lakish is, you know what? There's a reduction. That pasuk Shubo Yivne reduces Issacharis to in Isser Lav. Oh, and then now the further Chiddush, to whom do we apply that reduction? Do we apply it to the entire Beis Ha'ach? Or do I assume, no, the reduction applies to the players in Chalitza, Kevin Shlobana, Shuvo Yivne. So therefore, a fundamental machlokes, it reduces, but to what extent is that true? So the chiddush of Reish Lakish, it reduces vis-a-vis those two individuals, but not as far as the achim are concerned, not as far as the saros are concerned, and therefore the chiddush. That sounds like a fascinating machlokish, just in terms of the perspectives, the perspectives. What was the starting point? And what it is, that chiddush of Kevin Shlabana, Shlabo Yivne. If the starting point is the zika is materis, and therefore there is no iser, I would know that there's no iser karis even without that pasuk. So what is the pasuk doing? The pasuk is being mechadesh. It's creating an iser, not an iser karis, but an iser lav. And the opposite way of viewing is, no, that's not true. In such a case, that the muskel rishon would have ended as an iser karis, this is eishes av shaloba makom mitzvah, and therefore the pasuk is lenatuke yudasa. Wow! So that's something which is pretty fundamental. We compared it in last year to what we discussed regarding Lo Sevar Oish. Now, according to Rabbi Nassan, Lo Sevar Oish is just an example of a malacha. Okay, that's Havara, which is Lachalik Yotzes. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not true. The Torah tells us there's an Isser Lav of Lo Sevar Oish on Shabbos. Well, and if a person goes ahead and ignites a fire, in such a case, he's not Chayiv Kari, Skila Chatos, it's just considered to be an Isser. In Israel, so we raised a huge issue. Do I have a right to compare Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi, to Shar Isure Shabbos? There's no Skila Chilachatos, but it's just in Israel. What's an example of that? I can give you many. No, our sugya that we had earlier, Mechamer, is an Israel of Daraisa, where there's no Kari Skila Chatos. Tchumim, no? If you all like Rabbi Akiva, Tchum is Daraisa. You know what? Tchumim will be an Isser Lav without Karis Kilachatas. Shvisas Behemtu, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Kalim, according to Beis Shammai. Those are all examples of an Isser Lav where there is no Karis Skila in Chatas. Wow. So I'm just going to add one more case to the list. No? All the cases I mentioned were good to go. And I'm going to add one more. Havar, according to Rabbi Yossi. Or would I argue these are fundamentally different? Fundamentally different. Well, wow. Fundamentally different. It's nisulav. There's no karis, no skila, no chatos. There's nisulav. What do you mean there's a fundamental difference between Lo Sevar Oish and Mechamer? Well, I'll tell you the following. Does this sister apply on Yantif? If you're going to tell me it's a malacha, you know what I would tell you? It applies on Yantif as well. Malacha applies on Yantif. If you're dealing with Shar Isurim, maybe those Shari Surim are only on Shabbos Midaraisa and not on Yantif. Or I'll tell you another nafkamina we discussed, now the Vavam at Aleph. When it comes to Malacha, not only is there a Lav, but there also is an essay. In the Rashba we saw the Vavam at Aleph, the essay of Shabbos, Tishbon, Shabbosam, Ushmartes of Shabbos, Kikodesh Shilachem, the Tosos Samates. Now, that only applies to Malacha, it doesn't apply to the ancillary Yusuri Shabbos that are just a Lav. Wow. So I ask you the following. Let's assume when it comes to the cases of Mechamer, let's assume when it comes to Tchumim, maybe not on Yantif. Wow. And maybe even on Shabbos or Yantif, but only as a lav, not as an essay. And we pointed out that Chiddush, no? Ooh. What would you say about Lo Sevar Oish? So Lechora, one could have said what's true of Mechamer is true of Lo Sevar Oish. So that's what the Shagasari writes, Simon Ayin Aleph, that's the Menachasinov, Reisari Ches. Absolutely not. At the end of the day, they meet in the middle. In these cases, it's only an Isser Lav, but they're coming from opposite perspectives. If the Torah did not tell me that Mechamer is Aser, Chum is Aser, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, I would have not said that they were Aser. I would not have. What's the basis of this Malach on Shabbos? Mishkan. That's not based on Mishkan, that it's one of the Malachas that you're Chayiv Skila. Without that, I would have said it's Mutter. So if the Torah tells you this is Aser, wow, it's Mechadesh. It's an Isser Lav. What would you have said about Lo Sevar Oish? You know what the Chiddush, Agazari writes, that's a reduction. If I didn't have the Pasuk of Lo Sevar Oish, I would have said, Hach Dav Mishnah Kashiva Karadei Av, Lo Sevar Oish is no different than Kosev and Borer, which is exactly the Shita Rabbi Nassan. It's no different. Yerchai Karei Skil and Chatas. What is Rabbi Yossi's Shita despite? Despite the fact that it is a malacha, here the Torah reduces onish. If it's a malacha, it's no heges b'yantif. If it's a melacha, it's not a lab, but it's also an essay. So that's like a huge deal in terms of the perspective. Do we start with the Isser, or are we starting with Heter? Wow, so that's something which is stunning. The way the Rashba describes the Shita of Yochanan, that, you know what, that the Nefila, the Zika's Materis, and the Zika of the Nefilibim applies to everyone, to everyone. Well, why should I single out the brother? It applies to everyone. The Nefila's Materis. Well, and therefore there's no Kares. The Torah is Mechadish that there's an Isser Lav. You know what? That Isser Lav applies to everyone. It applies to the Yavam, it applies to the Achim, it applies to her, it applies to the Tzaros. And apparently, Reish Lakish maybe is arguing that's not true. That, you know what? The mitzvah is materes. The mitzvah is materes. The mitzvah of Yibum is mafgia. The mitzvah of Chalitza is mafgia. And that's relevant to one who did Yibum, who did Chalitza. Yeah, but as far as other brothers are concerned, we're back at our starting point where neither is considered to be in Isser Kares. So maybe one could suggest something which is stunning, and that is, this is a very, very fundamental machlokes. The way the Rashba describes the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Muskarishan and the Filas Materis, the Zika, the Torah creates in Isser Lav, that Isser Lav applies to everyone. It applies to the one who did Chalitza, and it applies to the other brothers as well. Mashenkin, according to Reish Lakish, perhaps that's not true, that there's Sirkares is Bimkomame, the mitzvah is Materes, and that can argue that there is a reduction as far as the two are concerned, but not as far as Sharachim and Mitzvahs. Okay. What is somewhat of the difficulty assuming indeed that this is true? So if I were to ask you, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Sirkares? Hey Chanazla, where did this Sirkares go? The answer is very, very simply, the Nefila is Materis. The Zika is Materis. After all, when you have a case of Eshesach, we're done. There is no Isser of Eshesach whatsoever. You know what's somewhat difficult? That's not what our Gemara says. That's not what our Gemara says. When our Gemara says, how do you know that the Chalitza between these two people is impactful for everybody else? All of a sudden, the Gemara invokes some concept of Shlichus. Some concept of shlichus. You know why? Because when he participated in the chalitza, shlichus da achim. When she participated in the chalitza, shlichus da tzaros. Now, wow. So, all of a sudden, a shlichus. You know what that seems to indicate? This is what Berakhah Shmuel quotes in Sevevah B'Shem Reb Chaim. That no. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are very, very close. They both agree that perhaps indeed there is a starting point of iser. But there is a matir, and the question is that do we allow that matir to expand, to extend? Or do I argue that, you know what, the natuki hudasa is only as far as those two are concerned, but not when it comes to other words. Otherwise, why would you have to introduce a concept of shlichus adachim? What do you mean shlichus adachim? If the zik is materis, this sirkares is gone, forget about shlichus adachim. There's no Isser Kares, Eshesach is Paka, and Kevin Shenidche. Once it's out, it's out. What do you have to invoke? Any concept of Shlichus in any shape or form. Okay. That's the Kasha that the Shmuel quotes, the Shem Reb Chaim. Maybe it seems to indicate that both agree the Yibum and the Chalitza is Materes. The Yibum and Chalitza is Materes. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, it only is Materes. It removes the Sakaris. It's Matu the Sakaris. For them, not for others. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees with everything, but a final deviation, and that is, what do you mean? When the chalitza is done, it's done on behalf of shlichus adachim? And therefore, what is true of the Yavam and the Yavam is true of the Tzaros and the Achim is well. How could one address that? I will tell you in different possible ways, but one way is what we even discussed yesterday. When the Gemara says the following, shlichus adachim, does it really mean a hagdara of shlichus? Is that really relevant to the sunya of Kedushin Dav Mem Aleph of Shluchos Shalom Kamosov? The Gemara raises the issue, shlichus min alam. The Gemara has many different drashas. You know what? The Gemara does not quote our sugya. Well, the Torah demands Yibun Chalitza, and the Torah only demands Yibun Chalitza for one of the brothers and one of the wives. Well, how does that discharge the obligation of everyone else? You know, the Gemara does not say, Mikan Shishlucho Sharon Kamosa. When the Gemara is dealing with the formal Hagdor of Shlichus, the Gemara doesn't say, I'll bring you an obvious raya. Forget about a drasha, v'shilach, v'shilcha. Forget about a diuk in the pasuk. I'll just give you a raya that's self-evident. When the Torah speaks about Yibum Yisoa, Bayisechur Ubona means one brother, one wife, what about everybody else? If the answer is shlichus, you know what? I'm good to go. That maybe the answer is, when the Gemara uses the term of shlichus adachim, does it really mean formal shlichus? Imagine, for example, the following. Isn't it obvious that a katan is not a barachim shlichus? A katan is not a barachim shlichus? Tosa discusses, elsewhere, no. Ksuvas Yir Aleph and beyond. Is there zechia when it comes to a katan? Because after all, there's no shlichus when it comes to a katan. And maybe Zechia is mitam shlichus. There's no shlichus when it comes to a katan. Meaning a katan can't appoint a shliach. Maybe a katan cannot even be represented by a gadol. Ain't shlichus lakatan. Yet you really mean to assume that, you know what, there are five brothers, and one does yibum, and one brother is a katan. Meaning what? There's still a zika. The older brother, of course. That a mitzvah, no? Vaya b'chor asher teile. Mitzvah al hagadol, b'chor liyabim, he does yibum. You mean you have to be bar hachi or shlichus? And as far as the other brother is concerned, the zika is still intact? No? We saw stunning Rashi, Kedushin Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph. What was that Kiddush of Rashi? That of course there's no ishus. There's no ishus for a katan. Because ishus requires das. Ishus requires das davar shebe'erva. And a katan is incapable of das. So how can a katan go ahead and marry? Marriage requires das. And Rashi seems to say the stani Kiddush and Tosa says it's not true. That if the reason a katan cannot be married is because a katan cannot convey das kedushin, what if you have ishus b'li das? Ishus b'li das. Where is ishus b'li das? Yibum. Habal yavimta. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'meizet, ben onus, ben bratzok. Rashi seems to say a very, very great Kiddush. If you have a katan who's bentes, who's capable of a maisabiyah, that would be a fulfillment of yavamo yavala, and now they're married. Ay das, yibum doesn't require das, and Tosa says that's not true. Wow. Tosa says yibum requires ishus. And ishus ish, prat lakatan. There's no ishus when it comes to a katan. Forget about das. Even if you can come up with some solution to the das problem, for example, yibum doesn't require das. There's no chalos ishus when it comes to a katan. Not that there's no maisa kedushin, because the maisa kedushin requires das. Okay, so Rashi stunning. No, if this katan goes and does yibum, the yibum is indeed chal. Shlichus adachim. All of a sudden, this 10-year-old is capable of being a shliach on behalf of the brothers. You know what you're going to tell me? No. Shlichus adachim does not mean the formal miskeres of shlichus b'chalot Torah kula. What exactly does it mean? No, we suggested yesterday that there are certain collective chiyuvim. That, you know, the mitzvah of yibum or chalitza chal on the bais, on deis achim. That is the halacha. Mashla b'davar doma, achilas kachin, those two chuvis in deis alevi. Mashla b'davar doma, maybe near Shabbos. Mashla b'davar doma, maybe near Hanukkah. Where you need formal shlichus. The Rambam writes you have to have an air dolok b'bais when it comes to Shabbos. You have to have an air dolok when it comes to Hanukkah. Oh, wow. So you know what that means? If one person does, enochinami, that's sufficient. It isn't poshub shat in the Gemara that, what do you mean? If you have an air Hanukkah that was lit by a cherishot of a katan, that's no good. Why is that no good? Because of a shlichus issue? Maybe I will tell you, even to create the chefza shel ner Chanukah, you require a bar chiyuva. You can't have a shota go ahead and light. That al pidin is not called. You know what? The mitzvah shofar is shmiya sakol. But you know what? If a cher shota v'katan sounds the shofar, that's called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. It looks like in ner Chanukah, it sounds like a kol shofar. You know what I'm going to tell you? No, that's not called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. You need a bar chiyuva, but you need shlichus. So I could argue as follows: when the Gemara uses the phrases of shlichus adachim, it just indicates the following: the unity of the bayis. It's not an individual chovas hagavra, but rather it is something that is collected b'cham labayis. That's what shlichus sadacha means. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that there is a lav of kevan shlobana shulo yivne, that does not apply to this brother yes and that brother no, but rather it applies to the entire bayis. Why? Because the zika is chal al osa habayis. So one could argue, perhaps to resolve that issue, Prekashmo b'shem Reb Chaim, shlichus sadachim does not mean formal shlichus with a choves hagavra. When you have a choves hagavra, and you want to have a case of yitzias chavoso al yedei acherim, that requires shlichus, that requires mili shlichus. You know, they're different types of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs is a little bit unclear, like, what exactly is the hagdara? What exactly is the hagdara? No? Certain mitzvahs, I will tell you, shlichus is not work. No? You know what? You're tired this morning, let someone else put on tefillin for you. You know what I'm going to say? Shlichus is not work, with all your great kavanas. And then I'm going to tell you, there's category B. Where? Shlichus works, but shlichus is necessary. Shlichus is necessary. One of the sources of shlichus, Kedush Nefem Aleph, is Shchitas Karma Pesach. V'shochetu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. What do you mean? Everybody is doing a shchita? You know what the Gemara says? Nikan sheshlucho shem kamoso. That's shlichus. That's shlichus in mitzvot. That's shlichus in mitzvot. And now I'm going to go out on them and tell you, you know what? There are certain things that don't even require shlichus. That don't even require shlichus. Maybe one could envision that there should be a mitzvah, and shlichus is not even necessary. Not even necessary at all. Wow, that's like a fascinating issue. Can you have a certain mitzvah where the mitzvah can be performed al yedei acherim, and you don't require shlichus at all? That could be a further hagdara. Maybe there are cases that shlichus is not even necessary. The Chumash HaRashba writes, Uviyarta Ramikar Becha. The Gemara calls it a shliach bezdin. If you don't need formal shlichus, The Rashba writes a chiddush. A guy can be the one who. The Torah tells me, you know what? You have a ledge. You have a roof. You have a ledge. You have a property line that drops. You know what? Masisa makla galecha. I need shlichus. You know what? That's interesting. No? I have to have a Jewish worker who I'm going to appoint as a shliach in order to build that fence. No? A goyish worker? Ain't shlichus lakum. You know what I'm going to tell you? The mitzvah of Makkah does not demand shlichus. And if you'll ask me, why exactly is that true? Why exactly is it true? I'll tell you the following, and this is already Urzarua. Well, you know what? Because there's certain mitzvahs where the Torah is emphasizing the Maisa mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs the Torah is emphasizing the Totsah, the Chalos, the Polyotse. The mitzvah of Asisa Makal Gagecha. Does that have anything at all to do with the fact that now that there is a fence, people are safeguarded? Or is that irrelevant? You know what I'll tell you? Whenever you're talking about shlichus, or ever you're going to argue that you don't even need shlichus, you have to demonstrate ikru b'chalos. If you have something which is a pure ma'isa mitzvah, nachas tefillin, it's a non-starter. Shlichus does not work. If you have something which is purely chalos, whoa, you know what I'm going to tell you? You don't even need shlichus. And sometimes you can have cases where, you know, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, there's a chalos mitzvah. What are the sources of shlichus? Kedushin Mamalev? Kedushin. Let's say the Rama, mitzvah of Kedushin. Chalos? Of course chalos, no? A person will give kesmirishin to this woman, and he'll say, I was just interested in performing the mitzvah of kikaf. I didn't realize it's impactful. I didn't realize that I was married, no? I did a ma'isa gerish. I didn't realize that, you know, it's a severance. It's a get krisos. Of course there's a chalos ishus. Of course there is a chalos gerishin of sort. That's true. Wow. All the cases that the Torah tells you shlichus works, there's an element of chalos. And maybe one could argue if it's pure chalos, you don't even need shlichus. You don't need shlichus. I'll tell you, that's really heavy when it comes to bris milah. Mefurish, machlokas rishonim. Does bris milah require shlichus? Does it even require shlichus? You know, you find in the rishonim three different possibilities. One is it's a chiyuv, which is al ha'av. And you know what? If the father can't do the milah, he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah. But you can't allow the child to be an Arel, so someone else has to step in. So the mole is stepping in. The Gemara calls that Bezdin. I'll tell you another possibility. No. The Chiv of Vav is to do the Mila and Shlichus works. You know, go to a bris. The mole is going to say to the father, appoint me as a Shliach, to the bris of your son. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. You know what the Tosus Rid writes? You don't need Shlichus. Kedushin Chavtes. The father has to see to it that his son is mole. The father has to do it that his son is mole. So when the father arranges for the Mila, that is the Chiv of the father. You need Shlichus. I'm not recommending this. What would happen if the katan does Mila? The katan does Mila. No? Guess what? It's clearly a Mila Kshem. If the katan does Bris Mila. No? Katan does Bris Mila. It's clearly a Mila Kshem. You know what the Tosas Rid writes? The father fulfilled his mitzvah. The father saw to it that his son is Mahul. You know what? Another possibility would be, of course it's a Kasher Mila, but you can't connect the dots. If there's no Shlichus L'Katan, so the Katan's Mila doesn't relate back to the father. Wow. It's certainly a Mila Ksheira. That's also a Chiddush. Mila doesn't require a Bar Chiyuva. Wow. Why not? You know what I'll tell you? Because it's Ikru B'Chalos. To be Chos and Bos Bis Kodesh. No longer to be an Arel. Yeah, a Katan goes in and does Mila. He's still an Arel. The Racha Nolad is still an Arel. Obviously not. So I would tell you the thought, when I think about Mitzos Ikru B'Chalos, doesn't Yibum come to mind? Doesn't Chalitza come to mind? No. The fact that, Lakim Shem Lachim Meis, isn't that? No. Or the fact that Lachar Chalitza, the Zika's Paka, isn't the Totsa something which is so built into? So what I would tell you is follows, that maybe that's indeed what the Gemara means when the Gemara uses the phrase of Shlichus Adachim, not the formal misgeris of Shlichus in Maisa Mitzvah, but rather it just simply means Ikra B'Totsa. And you know what? That if, as a result of a brother doing Chalitza, the Zika is severed, that's not only relevant for him, that's relevant L'chol Achim. The Zik indeed was resolved. Just as an example, a Kohen goes ahead and eats the Kodshim, guess what? That's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And all the Kohenim are good to go. And you know what? And if no one would eat this Kodshim and would become Nosar, you know what? I would call all the Kohenim together and I would give all the Musar. No, you had a responsibility to see to it that the Kodshim was eaten properly, and there was clearly a deficiency. A was relying on B, B relied on C, C relied on D, and you know what? The job didn't get done. And therefore, there are collective chiyuvim as well. So maybe that, again, could be a possibility when Rabbi Yochanan tells us, shlichusa ka'avir, shlichusa ka'avda, not in the fromi scares of shlichus, but simply explaining why would I argue that brother A who did Chalitza, that is relevant to all the other brothers and all the other tzaros. The answer is because this is a collective chovas abayis. And therefore, if the Torah says that there's an upgrade, there's a downgrade, you know what? That applies. That applies indeed to everyone. Wow, that applies to everyone. Okay? So I will tell you one possibility, Rav Chareish Lakish, simply is as follows. We have an Isra Veishasach. What exactly is Matir? Maybe one possibility. The Zika's Materis. And if the Zika's Materis, that's Chalal Kol Achim. And therefore, Karis is history. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, Karis is history. No one is going to be Chayiv Karis. The possibility of Lachar Chalitza, that's only in Isra Lav. It's a Chiddush. The Torah notches up, there's an Isra Lav, and that applies to everyone. Kevin Shlabana, Shlavo Yivneh. The other possibility, Pashim Shah, the way Tosas understand Reish Lakish, is indeed the mitzvah is materis. The mitzvah indeed is materis. And without that, there should be an Isra of Karis. And the mitzvah was fulfilled through the Yavam and the Yavama. But as far as everyone else is concerned, the Karis has been Koma Omen. And even as far as the Yavam and the Yavama were concerned, If I didn't have that pasuk of Kevan Shlom Yivne, Kevan Shlom Yivne, Shlom Yivne Sveis Achiv, I would have said there's Kares there as well. But the pasuk is Lenatuke. Lenatuke. Okay. When you look in the Mimosha, Hey Zayin, Mimosha quotes another possibility based on a stunning Yerushalmi. A stunning Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Aleph Aleph. Aleph Aleph. The very beginning of the Masechta, again, Dalim Abeis. What happens in the phone? A brother dies. And also, Kidesh Echad Min Hashuk Echachasim. All of a sudden, one of the wives marries someone else is Yevam Lushuk. So, see ye Esha Sameh Sachutza Le'iza. Yevam Lushuk. And we had, the Sugin Epimtes, the Sugin Sota, a couple of possibilities that now, in understanding that pasuk, what exactly does it mean? Nosiye, Esha Sameh Sachutza Le'iza. One possibility is that's called Inisir Lav. Wow. If it's Chai Ve'Lav, it means Inisir Lav, when this woman who was awaiting Yimah Chalitza accepts Kesef Kedushin from someone else, whether that is Chal or whether it's not should depend on our broad issue, Yivamastaf Memhei, whether there's Tfisas Kedushin B'Chai Ve'Lav. Okay, great. Okay, good. Another possibility, no? Rav. Forget about Chag Yilav Mechol Torah Kula. Here the Torah says Lo Siya. There is no Tfisas Kedushin. That's what the words mean. Lo Siya means not that Ishus is forbidden. And now we can discuss, does that mean it's an Isser? Does that mean it's a Shlila? No. Here the Pasuk says Lo Siya. And therefore, the Torah does not recognize Ishus. And therefore, there is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to a case of Yevam Lushuk. Wow. So no Tfisas Kedushin with two possibilities. Either because this is an Isser, Rabbi Kivi maintains it's no Tfisas Kedushin b'chabi lavim, or no, this is a Shlila. Losiya means less vei havaya. And in such a case, so Yushami writes a stunning Kiddush. You have a husband that dies, and there are several wives, and all of a sudden, Kiddush Echad Min Hashuk. Esachas meh. Wow. That's the problem. That's Yevam Lushuk. Okay, so what happens? So you ready for this Chiddush Yerushalmi? Unbelievable. All of a sudden, the Yavam comes. Brother dies. She married someone else. All of a sudden, Ubaha Yavam. You ready? Becholatzla, he does chalitza to her, or else uba'aleha, or he does yibam, he does lima. Wow. Now, you know what Yerushalmi says? Nifka mimena kedusha. We're good. Meaning that there's no tfises kedusha, b'yavam l'shuk. So she went ahead and she received Kedushin from someone else. There's no Tfisas Kedushin B'Yavam Lushuk. So therefore, if the Yavam comes and does Chalitza, that's a meaningful Chalitza. If the Yavam does Yibum, that's meaningful Yibum. And guess what? Chalitza means, okay, she's a Chalutza. Yibum means she's married to the Yavam. I, this guy who gave her the Kesef Kedushin, irrelevant. So you ready for this Kiddush? This is pretty unbelievable. Well, what's the case in Yerushalmi? Kiddush Echad Min Hashuk, and all of a sudden the Yavam comes, and he does Yibam or Chalitza, to her. Uba Yavam v'chalatz la, or else Uba Aleha. What about the following case? Pretty incredible, no? A man dies, he has several wives. One of the wives accepted Kesef Kedushin now from somebody else. And all of a sudden, the Yavam comes, ready for this. V'chalatz l'chaverta. Uba al chaverta. he does Yibum or Chalitza with the other wife. With the other wife. Whoa. So you know what the Yerushalmi says? Pretty stunning. Guess what? That she accepted Kedushin from that other guy? They're married. They're married. They're married. Wow. Wow. This woman accepted Kesu and Shaman. She's not supposed to do that. See, Shor. Are they married? Are they married? Let's wait and see what the Yavam does. Let's wait and see what the Yavam does. If he does it to this woman in question, Nifka Mina Kedushin. If he does it to someone else, fine, we're good. So guess what? This brother married her, and this woman, the Tzara, married somebody in Menashe. Well, what exactly is this Yerushalmi? It depends. So the Karbanit is right, Poshup Shatni Yerushalmi, but that's something which is stunning. You know what? There's no Kiddushin via Vamalashuk. There's no Kiddushin via Vamalashuk. Because if there's a Zika, if you are bound to, you're bound to the brother, how can you be makabel kedushin me'acher? There's no tfisas kedushin biyom l'shut. Okay, but what's the next step? Ooh, but you know what? Let's see how this plays out. If the Yavam does Yimah Chalitza to her, you know what it means? She was the kukal Yavam. She was the kukal Chalitza. And there's no tfisas kedushin. She's a kukli yibum. There's no tfisas kedushin. But if everything was done to someone else, you know what? You ready for this? Iglai milslam afreya. That there was no zika between the yavam and her. Well, it turns out nimsa. Now she'ein hayavama zukukala. Wow. Of course there's a Zika. But you know what? A brother dies, he has many wives. We don't exactly know what is the chalos. What is the chalos of the Zika? Is the Zika chal for everyone? Or could I possibly suggest the following kiddush? Let's be patient. Let's see who does Yibum. Obviously, when the Yibum is done, that's the Zika. No? You know what? But when Yibum is done, you know what that means, the halacha? That the Zika was only for him and her, and not at all for the others. That's the Chiddush of Yerushalmi. So that's incredible. A woman who's a kukal Yavam goes in and marries someone else. If the Yavam will do whatever he does to her, you know what? That means there's no Tfisas Kedushin. If he'll do it to a co-wife, to a Tzara, there's full Tfisas Kedushin. Because if he's using this for a co-wife, it turns out that she is not Zukukalo, and therefore, if that's true, there is Tfisas Kedushin. That's something which is stunning. Now, in other words, that when the Yimra Chalitz is done, you know what that means? Rak hi haisa gukukasa. She is the only one who's Zukuka. Wow, now that's something which is a... And the Tzaros are Enon Zukukos Klal. So that's something which is stunning. You know what such a svara allows for? Even Reish Lakish could agree that the Zika is Materis. The Nefila is Materis. You know, you go back, now the previous one. We had writers that the Zika and the Nefila is Materis. No? In that case, for example, just as a thing, just mentioned it. Now, Kedushin Yetes, a katan went ahead and did Yibum. And Tosu says that Yibum is not found. The Inishus Lakatan. But there's no Isra Veshasach. No? The Rashban, Daf Mem Aleph. No? There's no Mitzvah of Yibum. But there's no Isra Veshasach. Why not? Of the Nefila is Materis. How can Reish Lakish say the Nefila is Materis, but still argue that there's a Chiyuv Kares for the Tzaros, a Chiyuv Kares Lachim? Those don't seem to go so hand in hand, no? Wow. to say the nefilah, if I say the mitzvah's materis, I can say, you know what? He did the mitzvah. Everybody else, all the other brothers did not do the mitzvahs in Shavei Shazach. Can you straddle the fence and argue that in principle the zikah's materis, but you know what? La'achar chalitza is a chiyuv kares and shara achim. If the zikah's materis, this is baka. How can that possibly be? How can that possibly be? You know what the answer is? The nefilah's materis, the zikah's materis. Ah, but the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. It's only materis legabe the yavam and the yavama. The yavam and the yavama. That's the chiddush of Rish Lakish. I agree in Achinami that the zikah nefilah's materis, but you know what? The nefilah, the zikah is only materis for the yavam and the yavama. But for the other brothers, that's not true. So if, for example, chalitza is done, and another brother now marries her, the what do you mean? It turns out that that's a chiyuv kares, that's an isra of eish esach, that's isra of eish esach. Well, the nefila is materis, but the nefila is only for those players, not for the others, not for the, wow. You know what? I would even go a step further and argue as follows. What exactly was the kasha? If Rav Yochanan assumes that the nefila is materis, so why does Rav Yochanan have to involve shtichus sedachim? What does he have to say such a thing? Just say the nefila is materis and we're done. Why do you have to say the nefila is materis shtichus? Well, who shtichus? What shtichus? Brechah Shmos Kasha, no? What do you need that? What do you need that for? Oh, so one possibility is we really don't mean shlichus. We mean a choves habayis. We mean beis alchi. This is not formal shlichus. Even without that chiddush I suggested, it's not formal. Maybe, no. Shlichus. Good. Oh, but I'll tell you the following. Yerushalmi says this chiddush. The zikah is materis, but he goy muslim afreya. The zikah is only materis for him and her, where there was a chalitza, because there was a zika, and the zika was resolved by the two of them. How do you know that that resolution extends to the tzaros? How do you know that that resolution extends to sharachim? For that, you have to come on to shlichus adach. And therefore, I'll tell you the following, that you know what, there's no steer to assume that on the one hand, the zika's materis, and on the other hand, you have to come out to shtichus adachim. There's no steerer to assume, Rish Lakish, that the zikah is materis. But you know what? It's only materis klape, him and her. But as far as everyone else is concerned, there's nisr. There's nisr of kares. Wow. So I would tell you, we have a stunning machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in our sugya, as to whether, again, there's nisr kares when it comes to the tzaros and sharachim. So I'll tell you, three different ways of understanding. Now, this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Number one is as follows, that you know what, the machlokas is essential. Is the nefila materis or is the mitzvah materis? Now, is the nefila materis or is the mitzvah materis? If you hold the nefila's materis, that's Rabbi Yochanan. The sarkaris is done. Because the nefila relates to all the brothers and all the tzaros. So therefore, we're done. And that's Rabbi Yochanan says, there is never in Issar Kares. Done. Rish Lakish says, that's not true. There is an Issar Kares. Oh, because the mitzvah is materis. And the mitzvah is only fulfilled by the Yavam and the Yavama. For everybody else, Issar Kares is Bim Kol Medes. Well, that's a possibility. Second possibility, everybody agrees the mitzvah is materis. Well. And you know what? Oh, as Tosu says, that I would have thought there's an Issar Kares, and the Pasuk of Hagivne reduces. Oh, so what's Machlokes Rav Rish Lakish? The mitzvah is materis. But when the mitzvah is performed through a single brother and a single wife, do I argue that's done on behalf of the entire bais or not? So the Machlokes Rav Rish Lakish is regarding the klal of Shlichus Adachim. Maybe everybody agrees to the sensualism that the mitzvah is materis, but the question is, when the mitzvah is performed in isolation, just the yavam, or ba'ad ha'achim? In isolation, just this woman, or ba'ad ha'tzaros? So that's exactly what Shlokish says, Here, yes. Otherwise, it's a chiyuv karis. And Rabbi Yochanan has to argue, no, that's not true. The mitzvah is materis, but the mitzvah is done ba'at acherim. That's shlichus adachim ka'avim. Wow. Or maybe one could argue the following, based on Yerushalmi. Everybody agrees the opposite. That the zika is materis. The nefila is materis. So Rabbi Yochanan says if the nefila is materis were done, there's no issakaris. Why does Rish Lakish disagree? Because Rish Lakish says, in principle, I fully agree with you. The nefila is materis, but you know what? The jury's out. Pending. Let's see what happens now. If he does Yibum, if he does Chalitza, if she does, you know what? Iglein Elsa, that Ein Zukuka Elolo, the Zika, which is Materis, is only for them, not for the others, and therefore there's an Issakaris. Barachem. So how do you justify the Chiyuv Karis, let's say, according to Rish Lakish? One could argue, that you know what, according to Rish Lakish, the mitzvah is materis, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. One could argue everyone agrees the mitzvah is materis. The machlokis is step two, whether the mitzvah is done just for him or shlichus adachim, or possibly number three. No. Everybody agrees the zika is materis. But when yibum chalitza is done, do I argue now it became self evident that the zika was only something that bound him and her? Or they argue, no, that's not true. That is something that is chal even magabe acherim as well. That was a very important unit. Now, three ways of understanding the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay. Here the Gemara now introduces us, right, to a further difficulty. We'll have to see the sugya daf yud beis. The Gemara quotes the following braisa. And the Gemara points out that there seems to be a blatant stira between the Reisha and the Sefer that we have to resolve. No, the Reisha tells us the following, right? Acholis divimta, chalitz is done, and also now b'chazav a kiddusha. He did chalitza, he married her, and he dies. Now is chalitza necessary? Is chalitza necessary? Zricha chalitz menachem, is that not true? So the Brisa says yes. In that particular case, a chor zavinta b'chaz v'kidsha, you know what, that would seem to indicate as follows, that b'chaz v'kidsha means that there was nisulav of kevin shlabana shlava yivne. Tzricha chalitza minachem means there is tfisas kedushin. There is tfisas kedushin means, you know what? For choletz levimto, everyone agreed, this there is shuvo yivne, that's nisr lav. If there's tfisas kedushin b'chavilavim, they're married. So if he dies, they're next step, no? Nachem, you have to now address this. If you would argue that there's no tfisas kedushin b'chavilavim, that wouldn't be true, no? Choletz levimto. Because of a kiddusha would mean that's meaningless. That's chagamil's fisas kedushin, and therefore there's no need. There's no need for anything beyond. Wow. The difficulty again. The seifa says the following: that amad echad min ha'achim bekiddusha. Okay, echad min ha'achim bekiddusha. If another brother will go ahead and marry her, then ein la alav klum. Whoa. That seems to indicate that we're dealing with an Isser of Karis. No. And if there is indeed an Isser of Karis, that it's not Chal. So, Sricha Chalitz Menachim seems to indicate that there's Tfisas Kedushin. And Enelav Klum means there is no Tfisas Kedushin. How does one resolve that apparent difficulty? So, for the Yishuv of the Braisa, take a look. Right, the Gemara quotes from Sheshes. The Gemara quotes from Ashi. Take a look carefully at the machlokas we're shown in regarding Rav Ashi Shita. Take a look at the Rashi Tosus. Take a look at the Ritva. Now, the Meiri. What exactly is the case according to Rav Ashi? I think I'll have to pick up with the next case now.